7:20 back with Rich and Ryan in the morning. That was a little Jimmy Durante doing some music from Casablanca, except that wasn't from Casablanca. I think that was from the Sleepless in Seattle soundtrack. Who knows? Anyway.
we're all about that. It's all good.
Exactly. We are now joined by City Administrator Ben Marta. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And the brand spanking new mayor of Northfield, Minnesota, Erica Zweifel. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, good. It's, you know, I think you already covered the weather, but I did get here a little early to warm up my vocal cords.
Yeah.
So
stepping outside right now is kind of brutal. Yeah. But and I would love to say, like, oh, it's going to get so much warmer. It's not.
No. Well, it will, but, you know.
A little bit.
So before we get into what went on at the council last night, Mayor Zweifel, it was a big night for you because you became mayor last night. How was it to take the oath of office and sit down in the middle of the dais and run the meeting?
Oh, it was wonderful and a little nerve-wracking, yeah, you know, all the feelings all at once. My family came for the swearing-in and some neighbors and friends, so that was lovely to have folks who had supported me throughout the campaign and be there for that moment.
Right.
And and then once you get going with the meeting, it flows.
Yeah.
You know, I had a few missteps, but...
Everyone's gonna deal with that. But like you are no stranger to those council chambers. I mean, you were on the council for 12 years, so this is not necessarily this isn't a whole new show for you.
No, although some things have changed. You know, I previously on the council, I always had to have a lap blanket because I got cold.
Oh.
I think they've improved the heating and cooling in City Hall. I didn't need a lap blanket last night.
You guys can't see it, but City Administrator Martig is giggling to himself pretty well.
Yeah, it's an old school building, so it works repurposed, but we sometimes get concerns and challenges there. So I smiled because I know a couple staff will be happy on our facilities team to hear the mayor
they will.
That on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the meeting last night. The oath of office is the big thing, and you know, Ben, let me ask you from a the staff standpoint, what's it like when you get a new council? I mean, are there adjustments that the staff has to make, or is it just business as usual, just new people?
It's mainly just kind of transitioning people, you know, through to update, kind of, especially if they're a new council person. So Mayor Zweifel obviously has a lot of experience. Some minor things might have changed, but she certainly probably gets kind of how things all work. But just getting people to even understand the rules and the processes. Of course, all of our candidates did sit in and watch a lot of the meetings.
Right.
I think we're very engaged. So that certainly helps, but I think, and then projects, I think it's just a little harder to know how much depth of information, because some of these projects have years of legs behind them,
right.
And that's probably the other piece, but the council's been great. We've got a pretty seasoned staff, too, that I think helps on transitioning.
Yeah, okay, cool. So the first order of business last night after oath of office was, you talked about a... there was the election of the president pro tem, which I got a kick out of because Davin Socup was elected in absentia. So, here, Davin, when you get back, congratulations. But you talked about the a grant for some road projects, including there was the Wall Street project you talked about, and there's also the Greenville project as well. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Which one do we want to kick off first?
Oh, I you tell me. I mean,
we can go in order of the agenda. So I would say the Wall Street Road project. So we got 6 bids in, a lot of competition on the Wall Street Road. You know, this project was supposed to be kind of further along than it is, but it's a cooperative agreement with Rice County. They're partners with us financially and on the construction of that road. And then, of course, that project had a lot of public engagement, and we made some modifications based on what we heard and working with the neighbors out there. And then we're assembling land. So the low bidder was McNamara Contracting. Good news is it's not always going this way. A little foreshadowing on some other projects we're working on. But in this case, bids were about 17% below the engineer's estimate.
Oh, wow.
So hundreds of thousands of dollars saved on what we were expecting it to be. And it's good to see that competition. Hopefully that kind of sets some expectation with road-related and utility projects. So that's supposed to start in the spring. So it's going to... we've covered that project a lot. I guess if there's any specific questions on it, but that's going to add some pedestrian improvements to better connect our neighborhoods to a lot of amenities in the downtown.
Right. Now, there was a point made that Wall Street Road was supposed to be done this past year. I mean, it's been delayed because of all the. But is it on the schedule now for 2025? Is that what we're talking about?
Spring. Yep.
Spring of 2025. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. And then the much talked about another project that's been talked about quite a bit is the Lincoln Parkway project. Tell us where we are there.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. This is phase two. So as I mentioned last night, phase one has been completed with some rapid flashing beacons near the school. And now we're looking forward to phase two. So last night was just approving a grant submission to support that project. The grant submission is now and would be for 2029.
Okay.
But would work on Lincoln Parkway and the sidewalks there in front of the school. So this all was in a study that was done for the area. There was a study done for Lincoln Parkway and the area around the school. And it was a large, a really large study. And, there's development in that neighborhood. There's the Craywood Apartments that are new and added a lot of vehicles to the area. So I think this is really timely. And I appreciate staff identifying a grant opportunity for this project and bringing it to us so that in the future, when we get to that, ready for that phase, we'll have options for moving it forward.
Yeah, no, that's a stretch of roadway. I've lived in Northfield 22 years, and my daughters went to Greenvale Parkway. I thought, you know, when my 31-year-old daughter was in third grade, I thought there needed to be some changes made over there. So it's and this is long before they had built the new school.
Right.
So,
yeah. My son was a walker to Greenvale.
Oh,
so.
See, there it is. All right. Okay.
One thing on that too is that a grant doesn't cover all of the cost, but the city receives what are called state aid funds for certain roads that are more regional in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a certain number allotted, and this project's a ways out there. So this would be like 2029 project, but the idea would be as those remaining local funds would be designated, or at least at this time planned for those state aid funds. So combination of the grant and the state funds would mean no local cost to this improvement. That's pretty exciting too.
That's really cool.
One point on the planning too, the mayor talked about the phases of this. This is an example of when you do planning, we did a lot, like she had said, that we did a lot of planning and working with the neighborhood and feedback from the school district. Sometimes a plan gets put in place and you can't afford to do all of it at once and it needs to get worked in. We did some of the safe crossings to start with with the rapid beacons. So this grant comes along, we're going to try and get some state funding on it. So that's sometimes the benefit of these planning is you at least then know what the vision is and you can go out and try and identify ways to get it funded and incrementally implement it. So this is, I think, a good opportunity, and we're hoping it ranks well, especially with the school district being right through that corridor.
All right, absolutely. All right, then you talked about the lease situation at the NCRC building with HCI and CAC. We were kind of joking about the alphabet soup that hangs out in that building with all the different acronyms. But so are you in the process of renegotiating every lease in that building, or what's going on there?
Yeah, so we've spent quite a bit of time with the council. The good news is our users out there are really important, as you said, community partners. It provides, you know, healthy, nourishing food for people that are challenged financially with the Community Action Center's food shelf. We have workforce programming. We have early childhood work.
Mm-hmm.
Some really important partners that we have, and so we wanted to bring them along. It was well received, I think, by the partners, recognizing that we had some challenges with kind of keeping up on some of the updates in the management. We are all working together to improve that, so I think this gets us in another important step. 50 North was the one that wasn't as part of this because we're still researching some of the, you know, years and years of city kind of different ways they've approached helping out with their fitness center portion of it as well. And so I think we're making good progress there. That one's going to come back. But we'll have more conversation in the new year because we have some larger kind of just building maintenance items, new HVAC systems that are really need to be replaced. and that will more clearly work with them on financing and how some of those improvements can be done. And so I think the council will be having some discussions on that in the months ahead, but this at least gets us another year forward.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, there has been a lot of talk about NCRC. It's funny. It feels like there's been a lot of talk, but I've never felt like NCRC was something that came to the actual head of the priority list, right? You know, and at some point, though, that's going to have to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, good news is it's got really good bones, and yeah, for the most part, it's functioning, I think, with the general layout for our users. I think there's a couple areas they want to do some, a couple of entities maybe are looking at some ways that can be more efficient, but generally speaking, the community invested in this. We went to the voters for approval, and it's a really good building, and I think even from an interior design standpoint, it's still holding up good. It's just time. You know, some of those systems are just aging and need of replacement, and so... Yeah, there's a maintenance cost, but we're going to get a lot more life out of this building with some of these improvements.
Good. Cool. All right. And then there was a lot of talk last night about, because it's, you know, it's first meeting of the year, let's define our terms and set the rules for business and such. And where do we start with that? That maybe the public comment section first,
or where would you like to go? I was going to start with the thing that clearly got the biggest response from the room.
Ending at 9 o'clock.
Well, that yes, that also got a pretty good response, but the work that we're doing to get the packets out sooner.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was the hit. I would say that was the hit of the night. That Ben and I are working on as we work on agenda setting. Not just working on what's on the agenda, but the flow of when the information gets to Ben, when it gets to the two of us, when it gets to the public and the council, and trying to get that agenda out earlier on a Wednesday so that councilors and the public have the opportunity as they read that potentially to contact staff with questions on a Thursday or Friday. And not have it get pushed over the weekend and wait till Monday, which is right before the meeting on Tuesday.
News directors all over the city are falling at your feet and thanking you very, 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 very much.
Got another fan. I didn't know that.
I was like, isn't Logan the only news director in the city?
You know, I still kind of, it hasn't been that long, so I still sort of identify as news
director. Ah, gotcha.
We appreciate it. Is that, Ben, does that put extra like pressure on the staff to get that done, or is it just about reprioritizing things?
No, I think it's just you just need to change a little bit on how you prep. And the mayor mentioned it last night. These street project things have a lot of bidding that our public works department, David Bennett, our engineer, public works director, might have to start shifting some of his deadlines and timing of that. So we might have a couple meetings where some of the things like last night's might still come in a little bit later because of that. But we're working to that. Actually, some of the staff, particularly those on the back end of the process, I think would really appreciate getting those done earlier and timely, because it also means they can maybe have some time off on longer weekends from time to time too, that I think everybody needs occasionally for being sharp and recharged.
And I would think as a council member, you know, you get some of those packets that are 700-800 pages. And now a lot of that's, you know, graphs and things. But still, it's nice. It's got to be nice to have the extra time to look through it as a council member.
Another thing, too, I think is it's good for the public, because I know we have a very engaged community who likes to track what's going on. So if we can get it out there earlier, too, and then there can be feedback, review, discussion, and then it kind of eventually comes back if there are questions with staff, it gives more time for the public for transparency, too, on knowing kind of what's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What was your the next thing you wanted to talk about, Mayor? That is,
I do have my the comp plan is always high on my list.
Before we get to the comp plan, I do want to talk about. I thought there were more
points on the
within the rules.
Within the rules.
The public comment section. I'm intrigued by this because there have been. It's been changed around quite a bit over the last, I would say, year. I mean, it went from a format that had been in place for a long time to a very informal before the meeting format. Now, where are we with the public comment section of the meeting?
Right. So we had a bit of discussion last night, And I think what I heard and where we landed was to leave the listening sessions as they are. Currently, it's still in a six-month kind of trial phase mm-hmm. that they're working on, especially with bringing on a new council. I think it will could be helpful to leave it. And I'll let Ben talk about when the public side of it and when the comments need to come in. As we talked it through, if folks can get their questions and comments in so that we know it's coming, we can have the staff there that will answer the question. We can be prepared as counselors to engage in a dialogue and hopefully have that two-way conversation that everyone is craving and wants. So that's where we left it. For now, we can always change it. And I just want to say also with a new council coming in, it changes our dynamics a bit, and that I value every one of our elected officials and the lived experiences that they bring to this mm-hmm. work. So I think that in itself will change the dynamic of the listening sessions.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Anything to add, Ben?
No, yeah, the public can, I think it's like noon the day before on Monday that we prefer to get the notices. I would say in most cases too, sometimes people just want to come and address the council with a comment,
yeah.
you know, that they're not looking for feedback. But to the mayor's point, if they are expecting to come in and get some more in-depth back and forth, we can do it a little bit, but it's hard in that venue. So if they really want some time with an elected official, like the mayor or a council person, there's probably other ways we can connect them for them to do some follow-up discussion on it. Or if it's a staff issue that it's more of an operating type of a thing and not a policy issue, there's different ways that we may not have staff there. So I think it's all just kind of trying to accommodate what people are looking for and then how can we do that. But all of the council were engaged and interested to try and make it a good experience for everybody. And so I think this will probably be a little continued discussion.
Cool. All right. And then finally, the comprehensive plan. There was Betsy Buckheit made a presentation to the county. I'm sure Jake Riley had something to do with that as well. And we're really, really close to the finish line here, aren't we?
Yes, we are really, really close. It's a long presentation, but it's an excellent presentation that really lays out the comprehensive plan. Some of the changes between the previous plan, which was, I think, Commissioner Buckheit called it the big bucket of ideas,
yeah.
And which is quite large. And this will be a smaller comprehensive plan, fewer action items. And so I need to wrap. I still have the old comprehensive plan in my brain.
Right,
so
right.
I'm working to readjust and to the new comprehensive plan. So
right.
All of these engagement opportunities with the public and with the council are really helpful as people who've worked with it before are adjusting to the new plan, and people who are new to a comprehensive plan are really getting a comprehensive plan 101 as this rolls out.
Right. Okay. All right. Is there anything else we should talk about from last night's meeting?
No, could I put one plug in, though?
Yes, absolutely.
For Christmas trees. If you are a Christmas tree person and you still have one, haven't removed it, next week would be your chance on the have it on the curb Monday. They would be doing pickup again, one per household. There's no additional fee beyond our base fee that we have for people. They do appreciate getting a call ahead to Dick Sanitation, 952-469-2239, or I'm sure you can look that up. As well, but get it out there on Sunday night or early Monday if you have that just for pickup.
Okay, we'll try to get a note on that on our website as well.
And on a personal note for you two, just because we did just celebrate the new year, any resolutions or just things that you're continuing to work on in your lives that you want to do outside of city council? We're not talking about that anymore. We're just for fun. Yeah.
Outside of city council, yeah. That's a good one. I am always working just to hold space just for myself, like the space that I need, and also trying to watch and hold space for others in conversations and in the work that I do.
Okay, very nice. Just make sure you're always hearing somebody else.
Right.
Nice. That's I think that's good both personally and professionally. What about you, Ben?
I'll take suggestions, do you think?
Do you maybe want to try and do, like, if you have any hobbies that maybe you're a little neglectful of?
Zumba.
Or, hey, that's not bad. I thought you were looking for, like, a personality improvement.
No, not at all. Stuff. Just, like, something you might want to do a little bit more of in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think that... I think it's just always trying just to appreciate the moments in life and as you go along that being present, I think, is the main thing. Enjoying life as you're walking through it's kind of what I'm trying to think about, just slowing down and not always looking to the future on everything.
Not always so focused on having the Instagram moment, just being in the moment.
I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not an Instagram
user. Clearly, you have not seen our IG accounts because...
Okay, you guys. Hey, thanks for the time, and we will look forward to these most weeks. We are going to have in February. We're going to do a little time flip, so give you guys a break and let you guys come in in the 8:40 time slot instead of the 7:20. But thank you both for Ben. You're the stalwart in this. So thanks for always being a part of this thing. And Erica, thank you for agreeing to do this every week or three times a month, as it were. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm.